This is the best tea in the city on Kaya 959.
On the street, on the air.
It is a good morrow to you. Hope you're well. It looks like the rain is like threatening to come down. It did drop in some parts of our province and city last night. And it looks like, hey, we might just end up with a bit of that. Because by the time I checked the weather app yesterday, it was saying 80%, and earlier on, the early hours of this morning, the insomniac in me checked again, 60%, so we'll see how far it goes today. So chances are, you might be, if you don't have an umbrella, experience some downfall. Okay, nonetheless, it is the best in the city. Welcome to it. Can I ask you this question? I'm going to be personal, Askis. How long did it take you to remove your ring after divorce or after your spouse's death? The loss of a spouse through death is not an easy one, and you're therefore left with this reminder on your finger that I had a partner, and you keep it on forever. And so far, out of my timeline, the grannies, even mothers, whether it's 5 years or 10 years or even 20 years, they still have their ring on. I have to ask, do you think if it was, the situation was reversed, she left and daddy was left behind, would he still have his ring on 5, 10, 15, 20 years later? I know I'm being spicy, but I have to ask that question, right? Divorce, on the other hand, is something else, right? When do you remove it? Do you remove it after the court says,
the marriage is dissolved, or during the fed-up
leave?
Talking about
that's
the man,
the question, right? After the passing of a spouse. My uncle still has his ring on. It's been 16 years now since his wife passed on. Wow. Love that. Heartwarming, right? How long do you keep it on? I mean, is there a timetable that tells us that it's time now to take off the wedding ring because you're divorced or your spouse has passed on? I mean, if you think about it, a wedding ring is a symbol of your love and dedication to one another, right? Therefore, choosing what to do with the ring after your spouse passes on or after the divorce can take a lot of thinking, and emotions are also involved there. So for divorce, many say take the ring off the minute you see that the marriage is over and there's no turning back. While for death, when do you take it off? Are you ready? Are you comfortable? Or you'll only take it off because now you're moving on, you've met somebody new? There's no right or wrong time. But the question will still, you know, be there. When are you taking it off? Bill Gates made news recently that he still has his ring on because he speaks with his hands. And besides what he was saying, people just kept on going to, hey, he still has his ring on. How long did it take you to remove your ring after your spouse's death or after your divorce? And when you take it off, what does that mean for you? And if you still have it on, why? Is it because you don't want to let go? Or this is, I don't know, you have your reasons, tell me.
And why talk about Tapeloki, man? I took my wedding ring off after 6 hours after her funeral. My side chick didn't like it.
I can show you feel around.
Tapeloki, do rappel, lani? No, why talk about it? Teboho, Siabelo, RT. It took me, and I took mine off after 5 years after my husband's passing. The journey to taking it off wasn't easy at all. I would take it off and the following day put it back on. I felt guilty, but I soon realized that I was still healing and I wasn't giving myself time to be truly okay. So after 5 years, then I was like, okay, I can let go.
3 teaspoons on the best tea in the city.
These are the 3 teaspoons on when to take the ring off. One, you take it off because you have reached the point of acceptance. I mean, once you take it off, it means that you have accepted that the love of your life is no more, or that the marriage that you had hoped for was not meant to be. And it can be a very bittersweet feeling, but one that is needed in your healing process. Two, you take it off because, hey, you're ready for the new chapter. Because you know what they say, after A chapter closes, a new one opens. You know, taking one's ring off is a sign that you're ready to take back control of your life. It shows that you have gone through the mourning period, and it's time now to go back to doing things that make you happy, like traveling, going out with friends, or even putting yourself back in the market. The last teaspoon of the three teaspoons on hashtag went to take the ring off. You're ready to move on. I mean, once you are at peace that your spouse is no longer, or that your marriage has ended, you start thinking of, maybe should I move on? However, in order to move on, you have to take off the ring. To continue feeling close to your spouse who died, you can still keep wearing your ring. And that's what most people do, to maintain that closeness to them, while also accepting that maybe I can move on. And some people date you while wearing that ring and still say keep it. My question to you is, do you want a ring on it?
Uncle T, I don't know why you even pose this question. It's like so hilarious right now because it's so obvious.
That you don't want it.
Uncle T, that I do want it.
How?
Of course. I want it. I want the ring, the house, the everything, the babies, the everything, the whole package.
All right. And she did not work out. What are you going to do with the ring?
I think that for me, I don't understand anyone who would give me a ring and then say, how can you? You gave me a gift, so I must keep the gift.
Yeah.
You cannot take it back.
So are you still going to keep wearing it?
It depends. If it was like one of those rings where I'm like, oh, it's the love that counts, then maybe not. But if it's that ring, then I just need to let you guys know who's who.
Yeah.
Then I'll keep wearing it.
JJ, do you still want it?
No. I don't mind it. I don't like wearing rings on my fingers. It's just a thing. It's just... I think you know what I mean. It's just like some irritation. I'm not used to it. And if it was to come off for any reason, maybe surgery or maybe because I'm pregnant and my fingers are getting fat, I would not put it back on anyways because I do not like objects on my fingers.
Should you get a promise ring?
It's the same thing. It's still a ring. I don't like things on my fingers. But if I get a promise
ring... So what would be your symbol then?
A bangle of some sort that I would still keep on because it's pretty.
Or you'll do a tattoo.
Yeah, that... Yeah.
And then if it doesn't work...
Nothing, it still looks pretty. So I'm all just for that. Why must you take it off, Uncle T?
I'm just asking.
Would you take it off?
Depending.
On why it ended?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I mean, if she passed on, I'll keep it on still.
Really?
Yeah.
I'd also keep the tattoo on if the person passed on. I mean, no, I'm lying, I wouldn't. If I moved on, I'd have to remove that tattoo, hey? I've moved on.
The tattoo?
I'll have to make another one.
With his name on?
We can get another one with his name. Oh, name tattoos, Uncle T. No, those things are not done. I would not advise a name tattoo.
Barring. After you've removed the ring. After you've taken it off. Because, you know, people are brave, eh? They'll ask you questions. Huh? So what did they say? Ilona are, but ekai ring. T, what I said to them was, I lost weight. I saw leka. H, ota rimarangwana. But when do you take the ring off?
I never did.
For how long?
I never did until I did forever.
Yeah.
Can I give you an interesting thing that I've only shared? I don't think I've shared this in my book even. I've only shared it with very few people. I took it off for a whole season of Idols, waiting for South Africa to say she's had her ring off, and it was off for an entire season before, and nobody picked
nobody
it up.
Nobody saw it. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's interesting.
It's very interesting. Actually,
do you take yours off?
This one is never coming off.
Yes. And has never come off?
It has, obviously, because remember we have two parts.
I've got you.
We've got the first season and the second
season. I've got you.
And the second season.
My parents is exactly the same.
Yeah. So.
And it's beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's staying forever.
Yeah.
To a point that right now we're like, do we need to buy new ones or do we just.
Add on.
Or we just, you know, refurbish. So it's one of those conversations that we're having now.
Add on for her.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So.
So
right now she's like. Maybe, I think I'm due for a new one.
Oh, so,
girls. So,
four pipes, Basi. Remind him. you think I'm going to be on your side? Pass it for pipes. Remind him. So you were saying, sorry.
I'm saying it's such a... People don't understand how emotive this subject is.
It really is.
Because when it's a passing of a spouse...
Yeah.
Phew. Even though the contract says till death.
Yeah.
Because after death, you're free. Because that's what the contract says.
Yes.
Till
death do us pass.
Till us pass. So you've fulfilled your contract. So actually, that ring is ceremonious.
Four sisters, three family homes, right?
Yeah.
How do you create the peace? Ne?
Yeah.
Four sisters, three family homes.
Okay.
Mom and dad, how do you create the peace?
Okay.
I go to mom and dad. I say, I have my own properties.
Yeah.
Three properties to the three sisters.
Yeah.
I want your wedding bands and all your music. That's how that's how deep wedding rings are.
So that was the deal you made them to break free, so to speak.
Yeah, because now you've got four daughters and you've got three houses. How are you going to do that? Do you really understand?
Sure.
So I sat them down. I'm like, property, I'm fine. My elder sister's fine as well, but she's not into what I'm into. And I'm into, I want both your wedding bands and all your music. And that's how...
Why did you choose those two things?
Because their rings are their love.
Yes.
And I am a result of their love.
Yeah.
And then I'm the only sister amongst them who understands the wealth of having an entire garage of vinyls.
Yeah.
That's wealth.
Yeah.
So that's why I chose those two things.
I get it.
Take the last sip. Call us now on 086-00-00-959.
Nah, I was not married. But had I had one... When I decide in my mind how the marriage is over, bring the money or spend it on the kids. And that's it, life goes on.
But
the show goes on.
But do you treat the ring like a TV when the relationship is over? Punch up! Mindros, hi!
Uncle T, unjani?
Grand out here, mwena?
Hayi, ngiyaphila nami. Uncle T, you know what? Thina sabantu abamnyama, we tend to do things ngendlela e wrong, right? If only, let me say, ipartner yakho ishonile, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you need to wait until ugeze, kishwe impahla.
Mm-hmm.
Then, but mina, into engayenza, angeke ngiyikhiphe, ngiyilahle. I keep on the left hand side, if I go on the right hand side. So the whole ceremony, right? Then, until she's blessed, she's a shy in day one. With divorce, she's a bad one. Max Shadwa, until she, Ungostas, before going to get an HR team, Utelong, young, I need. I've been with Emma Rosie. Massa divorce, why do I enjoy the same thing with him, Kulu, Lundanabandu, aha, babe? We understand, but we do things excitedly. One, the other part, we don't do it.
Looks really me out. And which also speaks to what Unati is going to be talking about, spiritual heritage.
Now, I took off my wedding ring because I have applied for a divorce in August. So in November, I took it out and then Kaisa Kostapura Kotanswat. Amayama Kamangayoi Kalisa, Emalia Konanga Tingilumtuana, Impasa Christmas.
Hi.
Because I didn't see a reason why I should keep the ring, because I felt what it is over, so it's time for me to move on.
Mm.
Yeah. So November I took off my ring and then ngayisa kuStapura, ngayoyiqalisa.
Uthole malini sitshele phela hawo. Lolo.
Hayi Thibosi ukaya kuthi.
Kide ngwana.
Ke hanthe.
Mm.
Mamela saka history yakuthi. First engagement started last year.
Yeah.
And then after mucho engagement ukodebel ne?
Yeah.
Nathi mucho ubeka. I can't see akwalwa. I can't see ikwalwa lockdown. Ukodebel ni nakikam. Okay. November I khuzani ka go buleganyana motho a fly a tle gape. Second engagement. And then what's wrong now? I know I was not there for this one. Ya pele so ile ha itsho nixi ke kopo ke nya ya ditu. Ke ya mane ke kenye. Go tsotsela botsi I've got the one, the first one on the right hand side, the second one on the left hand side.
So the Guess so the what? Engagement is still continuing. So you guys are still planning to get married.
Yes.
Okay.
The worst part, really posting overseas. Yeah, you even right now. The third one, he had to be a hook.
So he gave you a third one when he came back?
No, I'm thinking,
So about the trouble?
How about it? Life goes on. She does not appeal.
Maro rata musdaiman. Oh, once is a high two.
I. Until you have na buti ne, I'm not there for marriage. I wait till I can rati marriage abuti.
Umulelezi wa itiban tuo.
Oh, it's even handy when not about a wedding fail. After linyano.
Whoa. O batla fela lenyalo as in wedding day only.
Wedding.
Why?
Hey, a tibosi we taking a ke batle nyetso mputa go di go sutsa ha di go kae.
Ya nngwe sa kae wedding day.
Ah ya, just for the chat go a ukina so ka le sirele le white le ene go fetise.
O batla tick a box.
Yes.
Batho.
Ke tla go ka dira le motho 24/7 mo motho a tlompetsa gore e baby ke go sutsa ka dikwa o tsiba antle go dikusa o di dilwa ko line ya di 3 but nna tsontse ke be ngwana ke be nene ya hao ya
no no who said yeah lolo you have a very warped idea of what marriage is.
Yes.
You no you need to go educate yourself about what marriage is because so snaneng a se yone
o tsoso
ah e seng a kitso go re wa itse keng ke a o bolalla mamele as your brother. Your okay. Idea of marriage, yo, kopawi eraser in your mind.
I can say assets that do not fatigue.
Hey, Oscar, assets. Control Alt Delete. Santo kalle fatswena. Yo. Bye bye.
Bye.
The best tea in the city, Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to midday on Kaya 959.
On the street, on the air.